Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Do you realize that Danny Amendola, who signed with the Dolphins yesterday, what he's got in guarantee money from this deal is more than he's made in salary the last 3 years for the Patriots.
I believe it. What did he get? How much?
Woodlands High School Highlander.
Like 8.5
He got 8.5
in guarantees.
Yeah.
That's more than he's made in salary the last 3 years. And I didn't realize this, but Danny Amendola, he took a pay cut in 2015, in 2016,
the Patriot way.
In 2017, which is remarkable to me. And just a quick little interesting thing here. Rob Gronkowski, he tweeted this out about Danny Amendola. He said, "It was an honor playing with you the past 5 years at Danny Amendola. Thanks for all the hugs and memories. Stay lit. Be free in capital letters. Be happy in capital letters. Your hard work, the way you play at your size, the pain you fought through, the hits you take, and get right back up and talking crap back. I appreciate it all. Congrats. Enjoy Miami, kid."
Who said that?
Rob Gronkowski.
I know why you love this, Ted. You love this because you're adding this to the narrative you're building about how it's all coming apart at the seams in New England.
Crumbling.
Hey, you know, Amendola, Butler, Solder, Deion Lewis, all gone. Maybe Gronk is next.
Yeah.
Combine all that with the completely impossible to justify decision to benching Malcolm Butler in the Super Bowl.
Getting a second round pick for Jimmy Garoppolo.
Will that fan base finally panic? I mean, they're pretty unflappable. It's in Bill we trust.
Yeah.
I mean, but are we looking at open revolt now in New England?
I think we might. I think we might see the beginning of something that's it's slowly going to start maybe eroding away. Guys are maybe say, you know what? They've got their rings. They've had their success. Now they want to go make their money, and they want to go have actual fun playing football. I think there's something to all these stories, the accumulation of all these things we've been hearing in the background of what's, you know, Brady and Belichick not being happy, that maybe Brady circumvents the Belichick and goes to the owner,
right,
that Rob Gronkowski isn't happy there.
Who's still training, by the way, at the TB12 Center.
Yep, is he? Okay.
Yes, Gronk is still working with Alex Guerrero.
The locker room, and Gronk's a big fan of Alex Guerrero.
Yes, he is.
You know, Brady's guy who's now been told he cannot have as much access that he used to have. That didn't go over well with Gronk. And just all the Malcolm Butler benching during the Super Bowl and the quote-unquote locker room divided, these are all adding up to a big picture that I think says it might be the beginning of the end.
And the
New
Tom
England.
Curran column on NBC Sports Boston, just Google, "Is Belichick listening to anyone anymore?" It's an
great
amazing
article.
Piece of work describing several years' worth of this sort of development of this narrative.
Okay, so news items are going to start coming down pretty rapid fire now. We're officially 5 or 6 minutes into free agency. Most of it's going to be confirmation early on of deals that have already sort of been announced. For example, Teddy Bridgewater's deal with the New York Jets, which I think may have gone down after we got done with the show yesterday.
The Jets are going with
basically two guys competing with each other on one-year contracts. Josh McCown for $10 million. Teddy Bridgewater's one-year deal is worth up to $15 million. So I don't know if salary means anything. And frankly, if talent or upside means anything, I think Teddy Bridgewater's probably going to wind up the starter in New York with the Jets this year, but that's just an odd situation for sure. The guy who gets lost in the game of musical chairs for the starting quarterback spots around the league winds up being A.J. McCarron.
Yep.
Unless Buffalo goes and says, hey, we're going to sign you as a bridge quarterback. But Buffalo looks like they're moving up in the draft to get a rookie.
Aren't they the only team left that could offer McCarron the opportunity to start?
Yeah, I believe so. Well,
you know what team's interested in A.J. McCarron?
New England.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And if I were A.J. McCarron, if I would go anywhere to be a backup, I think the proof would be I would go to New England.
I would go to New England.
Hang behind Tom Brady.
No-brainer.
It worked out well for Jimmy Garoppolo, for sure. And others, actually, Matt Cassel, you know, even Brian Hoyer.
It's funny, though. A.J. McCarron was kind of talking after he, won his, his case against the Bengals.
The grievance
against the Bengals. And it became an unrestricted free agent, talking about the money he was going to go make in free agency. Yep. He has yet to be signed.
Here are the details very quickly on Nate Solder's deal. This is courtesy of Aaron Wilson. $62 million, $16 million signing bonus, $34.8 million guaranteed. He's got all the salaries in there and whatnot. I'm not going to go through all those on the radio.
How much guaranteed? Sorry.
$34.8 million guaranteed for Nate Solder, who, if you're just tuning in, is not a Houston Texan. He will be a New York Giant this fall.
I really wish the Texans had topped that.
Rich, I'm going to...
Doesn't feel like it's untoppable.
Let me put it this way. If they had signed Nate Solder and this had been the deal, I would be okay with it because you feel like, okay, left tackle is locked down. But still a lot of names out there, still a lot of money to be spent. I want to wait and see how they deploy their salary cap money before I go, well, I would have...
You're right,
it's early. They wind up with the Honey Badger and some other impact guy that you really like, then you're going to be reversing course on what you said. So, left tackle is still a huge slippery slope for this team. No question about that. Speaking of which, the Honey Badger is now out there. He is a free agent. Tyrann Mathieu cut by the Arizona Cardinals when they could not reach an agreement on a new salary or a new deal for him. And Ndamukong Suh also put back out onto the market as well over the last hour or two by the Dolphins. We'll keep you updated on some of the deals as they roll in. Here, I'm looking at the Pro Football Talk top 100 free agents. And this is just Shereen Williams posted this on Pro Football Talk. And as you can imagine, a lot of the ones in the top 20 or 25 have agreed to terms with teams.
Yeah, she had Colvin at number 23, by the way.
Yep, she did. Colvin, number 23. The top names still available, and we'll just rapid fire these and see how we feel from a Texan standpoint. And Ndamukong Suh, at the right price, would be an amazing thing to watch with him and J.J. Watt and Clowney on the same defensive line. Whitney Mercilus as well. Hell, even the inside linebackers that you feel pretty good about, Benardrick McKinney and Zach Cunningham, that'd be a pretty amazing front seven. A.J. McCarron, I don't think is going to be a Houston Texan, although that would be an interesting one as well. I'm still of the – we need to talk about backup quarterback with this team, by the way, because that's another area where they kind of underratedly have sort of whiffed here in the offseason. So we need to talk about that. Dontari Poe is a defensive lineman. Justin Pugh is the first name that pops up in this top 100 where I go, okay.
And you can play guard and tackle.
Hey, right, and that's a name where, you, depending on what the price is, you start to feel a little bit better about how the offseason's going. Would you guys agree with that?
Yeah, I would would feel good putting that kid in there. He's been a good player for the Giants. And that would be fine with me, Sean. You know, you don't have to break the bank with him. He's a good player. Totally. Justin Pugh would be great to have on his team.
EJ Gaines is another name that the Texans have been tied to in Buffalo.
She's got him right behind Colvin at 24.
Yep. Jordy Nelson is now out there. I don't think the Texans are going to be looking for a wide receiver. Although, if they were to get one, I would say a veteran wide receiver like Jordy Nelson wouldn't be a bad thing.
He's rumored as going to the Raiders.
Yeah, there's a Jordy Nelson
Reggie
market.
McKenzie drafted him.
Yep. There's a connection there.
Yeah.
Tyrann Mathieu, I think people know our feelings on this.
Clearly.
We are all in on Team Mathieu to come here. How do you feel about Kenny Vaccaro if Tyrann Mathieu doesn't come here?
Okay. You know, I'm a little bit lukewarm on him. I feel like he's a little bit...
He's a big safety.
Yeah. But he's also was the safety of some pretty pathetic defenses, too, in New Orleans. I mean, I know they rebounded this year nicely.
Yeah.
I just don't think him and Eric Reed, I think they're both the same class.
Yeah.
And I feel like neither of those guys have fully lived up to the hype, because Kenny Vaccaro came in the league with a ton of hype.
Yep.
And I don't know if he's quite lived up to that. I would feel much better getting Tyrann Mathieu.
I'm going to names of position of need. I'm going to skip over the ones that I think are not at a position of need for this team. Morgan Burnett, safety, Packers.
I'd love to have that guy.
Yeah, I mean, he's a notch below Mathieu for me, but they, you know, again, safety, he would be an upgrade.
He would.
Josh Sitton, I think, would be off the board now that they're signing Zach Fulton. I think that's veteran guard. I think if they sign Pugh, my guess is that's going to be your left tackle.
Left tackle.
So Sitton is probably off of any board they have. Navarro Bowman, no. Benny Logan, no. Trey Boston is a safety.
Maybe Trey Boston.
Possibly. Yeah, Charger safety, Trey Boston.
Did you mention Tyler Eifert?
I have not yet. I haven't gotten there. Okay. But let's mention him here. Let's mention two tight ends. Eric Ebron is on the market. Tight end. The Lions cut him right before the 3 o'clock so they didn't have to guarantee his fifth year option. And Tyler Eifert, a tight end. How do we feel about both of those tight ends?
Eifert gets hurt a lot. I mean, that's the issue with him. I wouldn't want to see them spend a lot of money on Tyler Eifert. I'd have to be incentivized if I'm going to like that deal.
I mean, if you're talking which one is, if they're both healthy, which one do you want? It's not even close for me.
It's
Tyler Eifert.
No question.
Eric Ebron, he's 6'4", about 255 pounds. He had 59 catches this year, averaging just over 10 yards per. He doesn't get a lot of touchdowns, though. Like, here's this big, tight end. I just don't feel like he's that impactful.
Yeah.
He has a lot of catches, I guess, for a tight end at 59, but he doesn't make impactful plays.
If I had to choose between the two, I'd take my chances. Eifert's announcing that he's healthy, but that's, Bill O'Brien would say that's Dr. Tyler Eifert talking over there. The upside of a healthy Tyler Eifert with Deshaun Watson as quarterback.
But just don't make a huge guaranteed commitment.
Right. Roster bonuses and per game bonuses.
And my guess is that's how every team would treat Tyler Eifert. So, the Texans did protect themselves against injury to some degree. Go get Tyler Eifert.
He would be signed already if teams were going to treat him any way other than that. You know what I mean? Like if teams were going to treat him a certain way that didn't involve that, he is in the Jimmy Graham class.
He is.
So that's the market has probably not come together for him like he'd hoped it would at this point.
And a name I don't know if you mentioned or not, but if you want to take a shot at a division rival, Rashad Melvin had a pretty decent year at cornerback for the Colts.
Yeah, I think one more cornerback that's kind of in that Aaron Colvin price range. If it's an either or with that or a safety, I'd probably choose a safety. But if you want to go get another corner that's a solid corner, and if you can hurt a division rival in the process, taking away their top corner, that's not a bad thing either. All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.